This is Akashvani. The news read by Kiran Jha. Indian cinema's legendary actor Dharmendra passed away at his Mumbai residence today at the age of 89. The iconic actor, who had been grappling with health complications, leaves behind a legacy that spans more than six unforgettable decades. Born as Dharmendra Keval Krishna Deol in Ludhiana in 1935, the acclaimed actor also served as a Lok Sabha Member of Parliament from Bikaner from 2004 to 2009. Over the years, he was honoured with the Filmfare Lifetime Achievement Award, the National Award for Film Ghayal, and several international recognitions. His last rites were performed this evening at the Pavan Hans Crematorium, attended by family, friends and leading figures from the film industry. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss. A grand ritual is underway at the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirtha Kshetra in Ayodhya ahead of the flag hoisting ceremony tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will grace the occasion and participate in the flag hoisting ceremony at the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple, which will also be termed as the completion of the temple construction work. Mr. Modi will also hold a road show in Ayodhya city. Yesterday, on the third day, various revered deities were invoked and worshipped in the full Vedic manner. The Prime Minister will also visit Kurukshetra tomorrow evening to participate in a special program commemorating the 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said, Bhagavad Gita's message extends far beyond India's borders and serves as a universal guide for humanity. Speaking at the International Gita Conference in Kurukshetra, he said, the scripture has shaped lives across generations and remains vital for inspiring youth. Mr. Singh said, the Gita's teachings, delivered more than 5,000 years ago, continue to uplift humanity.
India is the land of the Gita, where there is compassion and also the inspiration to protect dharma on the battlefield. Those who mistook our simplicity for weakness were given such an answer by India through Operation Sindoor that they have not been able to forget it to this day.
Justice Suryakant today took oath as the 53rd Chief Justice of India today. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to him at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. Justice Suryakant has succeeded Justice B.R. Gawai. The government said that Rabi crops have been sown across over 306 lakh hectare area as of the 21st November 2025. The Ministry of Agriculture in a statement said that over 73.36 lakh hectare area coverage under pulses has been reported compared to 68.15 lakh hectares area during the corresponding period of last year. The Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare today released the progress report on the area coverage under Rabi crop. Sri Ann and coarse cereals were cultivated in more than 19.69 lakh hectares. The area sown with oil seeds crossed over 76.64 lakh hectares. India and Afghanistan today discussed strengthening cooperation in the textile sector. Ministry of Textiles said that a high-level delegation from Afghanistan led by Director General of Economic Relations Shafi-ul-Azam met Trade Advisor of the Textile Ministry A. Vipin Menon in New Delhi. During the meeting, both sides discussed avenues for mutual cooperation, including technical support and training for Afghan cotton farmers, facilitation of shipments and visas, and closer engagement between industry bodies of both countries. India clinched its second consecutive Women's Kabaddi World Cup title in Dhaka today, defeating Chinese Taipei 35-28 in a dominant final performance. 11 countries competed in the tournament, with India and Chinese Taipei advancing from their groups to the knockout rounds. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah congratulated Indian women's team for winning the Kabaddi World Cup. And that's the end of the news bulletin.